This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel says it has agreed to extend the truce with Hamas for at least one more day. The Israel Defense Force has tweeted in Hebrew that in light of the mediator's efforts to continue the process of releasing the abductees and subject to the terms of the agreement, the ceasefire will continue. The statement came about 15 minutes before the truce was to end early Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, and VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports on his mission.
Blinken returns to the Middle East for talks the third time since the militant group Hamas triggered the war with its October 7th attack on Israel. Blinken said he would work to prolong the truce so more Israeli hostages can be released and more humanitarian aid can be delivered to Palestinian civilians in Gaza who desperately need it. Blinken plans to visit Israel, Ramallah in the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a look at his early life.
I came here, came to the United States. I was 15.
Henry Kissinger was born in Germany.
And as you can hear today, I spoke no English then.
A Jew, he'd fled the Nazis with his family.
I was kind of a refugee who had to earn a living. The idea of representing the United States as a foreign born.
Yet he went on to become one of the commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century.
Didn't occur to me.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After a fatal U.S. Air Force crash of an Osprey, Japan says they'll suspend their own flights of the aircraft. Rescuers search waters off Japan for seven U.S. Air Force personnel whose Osprey crashed during a training exercise. One person was found in the sea Wednesday, according to the Japanese Coast Guard. A U.S. Navy warship has shot a drone, shot down a drone, that is, launched by Houthis from Yemen. We get more on the story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. military says a U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Kearney, shot down a drone launched from Yemen in the southern Red Sea. U.S. Central Command says the drone was launched from a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen and was heading towards the Kearney, which was escorting other ships at the time. There were no injuries or damage to the ships, but it's the latest in a string of threats from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The shootdown comes a day after an Iranian drone flew within 1,500 yards of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier as it was conducting flight operations in international waters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. prosecutors announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen, originally from India.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance. Julie Walker, New York.
A Virginia man has been arrested on charges related to the Capitol riot, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The FBI says charges against Ryan Orlando include theft of government property, disorderly conduct, and unauthorized entry on the floor of a House of Congress. An affidavit says Orlando stormed the Capitol on January 6th wearing a black mask and a Captain America backpack and took a pen from the desk of Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins and a drink coaster from the desk of West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. C-SPAN footage shows Orlando rifling through and possibly photographing documents from Senator's desks, including one belonging to then Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The affidavit also says police removed Orlando from the building, but he got back in through a broken window and remained inside for several more minutes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.